Last year, immigration officials in the Northwest deported far fewer people than in previous years. And the numbers seem to trouble people on both sides of the immigration debate. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Since President Obama took office, deportations of unauthorized immigrants have continued at record levels. That number dropped for the first time in 2013, according to new federal data. Across the country, deportations decreased slightly, about 10% last year. But in the Northwest, the numbers fell even more, down 30% from the previous year. Ann Benson is an attorney with the Washington Defender Association. It offers legal help to immigrants who face deportation. Benson says the decrease is a welcome development, but...
But it isn't something that should be touted as a victory or an achievement because the high numbers are still so significant and they are still having such a significant impact on our immigrant communities.
Nationwide last year, the feds deported nearly 370,000 people.
They're somebody's father, somebody's mother, or somebody's son or daughter. And deporting them only adds to their and our collective suffering.
As to why deportations in the Northwest dropped more than the national average, Benson suggests local ICE staff may be a factor. She notes officials here have stepped up their discretion to drop cases against low-level offenders. The agency's stated priority is to go after serious criminals. Ira Melman is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which pushes for stricter immigration enforcement. He says the Fed's policy to back off of low-level offenders is flawed.
It sends the message that as long as you don't commit a serious crime here in the United States, there's virtually no chance that you are going to be removed simply because you're in the country illegally.
Melman says the recent drop in deportations indicate the Obama administration is not serious about enforcing immigration laws. ICE officials give a couple of reasons for the nationwide decrease. Last year, the agency deported more convicted criminals and Central Americans who were in the U.S. illegally. Officials say those two types of cases just take more time. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.